Listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 14th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about nationwide public protests in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about protests in Zimbabwe's major cities over fuel price hikes and the harsh economic situation in the country.
Protesters barricaded roads and bent tires in Harare and Bulawayo as thousands of people took to the streets protesting over the worsening economic crisis in Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa left the country for a five-nation visit.
Police fired tear gas to contain the unrest. Gunfire was heard in the two cities as the police and army were engaged in running battles with angry protesters. Unconfirmed reports say some people were shot dead during the protests. Police were not available for comment.
Cash shortages have plunged Zimbabwe's economy into disarray. President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced a massive fuel price hike 2 days ago in an effort to contain a runaway currency crunch.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions and several non-governmental organizations on Sunday urged local people to stage peaceful protests in order for Mnangagwa's government to fix the economy, scrap the quasi-currency, the bond note, and for workers to be paid in United States dollars.
Please note that this program is being live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Ye, lamhlanje sikhuluma khona ukwenzeka leZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi abantu sibili bebe chai toy toy abanye besenza konke abakufisayo emgwaqweni lapha abanye bevimbe ngamatshe abanye bechisa amathaya kunjeya sizwile ke ukuthi amapolisa abexotshanisana labantu ukuthi lamasotsha la esenza njalo sizokuthiwa ke kulabantu abangani badutshule sibili balimala kulabanye kuthiwa bangabe bafile kodwa befile kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bangabe bebangaki. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani khonoku okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kambe ukutshengisela emgwaqweni yikho kungenza ukuthi kuguquke isimo somnotho kumbe hatshi. So ke konke khonoku kwenziwe ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubikile ngeSaturday kumbe ngithi ngomgqibelo ukuthi ke sokukhujulwe intengo yamafutha epetulo lawe diesel. So nxa sesikhangela sibili abakwaziyo bathi more than 150% increase yakhona. So ke asixoxeni zukandaba kunjalo ke wona
ndiripo Dube. Zvinhu zvinonyatsomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe pazvaranasi nekuti kwaita bongozozo vanhu vapinda mumigwagwa vachivhara migwagwa vachiratidza kusafara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika zvikuru sei nyaya yekushayikwa kwemari kudhura kwakuita mafuta emotikari nezvimwe zvizhinji zviri kunetsa munyika. Asi nhasi ndopazvazonyatsopfachukira kunze vanhu vakatanga kuita zvekuvhara migwagwa paitavo vanhu vanonzi vatsvutiwa vadhuvurwa vapfurwa kuda pamwe mapurisa kuda masoja atisatava nechokwadi kuti vasvitwa ava vasvitwa nani. Asi ndo pazvasvika pari zvino vanhu vari kunetseka nenyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu zvikuru sei nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemari uye zvino kudhuriswa kuri kuita zvinhu zvikuru sei again pamusoro penyaya yemafuta epetro ayo akakwidzwa mutengo nemusi wemugovera. Saka vanhu zvose izvi zvinovagwadza zvinovashatirisa ndo zvatazoita kuti tione zvataona nhasi. Saka toda kuti titaure nenyaya yezvinhu zviri kuitika izvi maonero enyu uye zvekuti imi munofunga kuti zvinhu zvisingafambiswa sei kubva pari zvino nokuti kumira kwazvakaita iko zvinenge zvakusina kumira zvakanaka zvachose. Saka musakanganwa kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubudawo live pa Facebook page pedu. Saka kana muchikwanisa endaiwo pa Facebook page ipapo munogona kutumirawo mameseji pamusoro pepfungwa dzenyu ya VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona ne VOA Ndebele. Kana kuti munogona kutifonera chitoko kufonerai namba yamunofona kakutuma meseji i 001-202-619-2077. Dube, zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka.
Yes, that's the situation in Zimbabwe. So, lucky enough, we've got two guests right now. Mr. Philip Kaule of ZANU-PF is a former Cholocho DCC chairman, former Cholocho senator, and is the current ZANU-PF professional member for Mat North Province, Mr. Philip Kaule. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and you, my brother.
Thank you so much. So we also have Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata, the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches. Dr. Kenneth Mtata, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yes, just for the sake of this program, today is a very fast program, so we are actually asking you to be very brief with your responses. So we'll start with you, Mr. Kaule. Something is happening in Zimbabwe right now. You know, there are these protests, and some of them have been violent here and there, and we are told that some people have been shot dead and so forth. So what's your take on the situation right now?
Thank you very much, my brother Gibbs. And first of all, let me start by saying it is really enshrined in our constitution, if I remember very well, because I'm one of those people who are involved in the drafting of this new constitution that we have in place. And then the thing is that the people are supposed to demonstrate peacefully, according to our constitution. But it would appear as if some people really, at times, you know, I don't know whether this is coming from the the whole thing, if I talk of what the demonstration that took place today, these were not demonstrations as such, but I can see that it was something that was done by political parties hiding behind something. Because as you can see, some of these incidents, party vehicles were banned, especially ZANU-PF party vehicles were banned and property was destroyed. How come that people really stood so low that they even destroyed their own property? Destroyed mm-hmm. some people, I remember an incident, like right now I'm in Bulawayo. I witnessed an accident whereby some cars were banned, some people were traveling doing their businesses. But how can you stop people from doing their business? People demonstrate voluntarily. You don't force people to join you when you do the demonstration.
Thank you.
People do it voluntarily.
Thank you, Mr. Kaule. Let's go. Thank you so much. Let's go to Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Your take on this.
Thank you very much. I think the point has already been made that demonstrations and stay-ins and other forms of expressing dissatisfaction with services are constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. And but I think the concerns are that some of these processes ended up being violent, and we are hearing that some people have been injured, property has been mm-hmm. destroyed, there were lootings, and some people were shot. We don't know, we don't have facts yet, but this is the information that we are getting. But I think these are symptoms of a challenge that we are facing as a nation. Mm-hmm. What we desperately need is to find a lasting solution, not only to address the question of fuel, mm-hmm. but I think there are socio-economic and political issues that require to be resolved. We have a national question that needs to be resolved, and it can only be resolved one way, when people are going to engage. All other forms, I think, raise awareness of the pertinent issues, but I think for us to find solution, people will need to sit down and find ways in which these are going to be resolved.
Thank you so much, yeah. Gentlemen, for those starting words. And now I think we've got a yeah. caller. Let's go to the caller, then we'll come back to the to these two gentlemen.
Yes, tina mkwema Klapos, mwripo yereparu nare?
Ndiripo.
Makadi nzwenyu.
tiripo hedu makadi.
Muri kufona muri kupi?
Tiri ku Botswana.
Muri ku Botswana. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya iyi.
Ya kuratidzira hakuna kuipa sezvo zviri pabumbiro remutemo wenyika. Chinhu chaipa ndechekuti semaonere andiyanga ndichiita mavideos pa social media. Charwadza ndechekuti vanhu vapinda mumashopu vakaluta. Right. Vanhu vanolutira vanhu vari kuedza kuita business kuti vagone kusustaina kuoma kwakaita upenyu. Right. Kune vashandi vanoshandawo umomo mumashopu zvimokuru kuti vanhu ivo vacharasikirwa nebasa. Right. Kufura zvevanhu nekukuvadza vanhu vari kudemonstrator atitingazive hedu pari zvino sezvo tisati vane humbovo kuti masoja here mapurisa bhati tiri kuona kuti pane vanhu vanga vasina kupfeka uniform yemasoja asi vakapakate zvombo vanhu ivavo zvombo zvombo maAK-47 mushaya kuti vanhu ivavo vawanepi zvombo vamwe vane mapfuti diki mapistol zvisha kuti vanhu ivavo vawanepi zvombo izvozvo kurire kuti hurumende vaone kuti no kana vanhu ivavo tikavatumira vakapfeka uniforms zvinonzi ah masoja akauraya vanhu nyika yoziva kana kuti pasi rese rinoziva kuti masoja ndo akauraya vanhu kana ndo vakafura vanhu saka bheta vavatumire vanhu ivavo vasina mauniforms kurire kuti zvinhu izvozvo ihurumende iri kuita izvozvo inova iyo yakonzeresa kuti nyonga nyonga yese nokuti chinondinetsa ndechekuti president vamunangagwa vanoziti ndo president vane maministers avakaapoinda kuna minister of education, kuna minister of transport and communication. Ivo, to my surprise, vanu inga vondo announce kukwira kwe diesel, kwe petrol, and this is the minister wacho we transport. Kose jibasari. Saka, zili pachena kutino, avana vanu waka gaza. Ivo, juu warikutonga, wakatungu pata kubekumusori kusike kusasi. Hapana minister ane basa rano ita kunze kuti ivo ndo zvinhu zvanyanya kurwadza nyika kuti no izvi zvazoitwa sei naivo president
pamashoko amataura ipapa pamukoma Clopas mashora mativi ese kuti kune vanhu vashuta vanhu mukashora vanhu vanga vachiratidzira vapedzisira vakupinda muzvitoro vachitora zvinhu handiti munoona kuti mativi ese pane zviri kunetsa apa chii chiri kukonzera izvi chii chiri kukonzera izvi
chiri kukonzeresa inhau yehuori huori ndo hwaurai nyika hwakakonzereswa neutungamiriri huripo nhasi nokuti dei kwanga kusina huori president hutori huori hwakaita hwekuti vaivo vanouya votaura kuti voannounce kuti fuel yakwira but paina minister vakaapoinda ivo ndonya kuapoinda kureva kuti vakaapoinde dofo here kana vakaone kuti iri dofo saka vakariisire ipapo ngavaridzezvi
aiwa tatenda chaizvo mukoma Clopas namashoko enyu ndinoimba kuti vamwe vatereri vanzwa vachawedzerawo pane zvamataura tinotenda chaizvo
okay.
Tina we have another caller. Yes. Miss or Ms. Lillian Mantu makadini ko amai
musi munofara here
aiwa tirina muri kupiko
muri kufara neni tiri ku Cape Town
muri ku Cape Town ongu munoda kutibatsirawo nenyaya
iyi ina angudoda kungotaura kuti igovernment yedu yezimbabwe chai chai yaichingo yakakunikana kudhara zvavachingosiyira vechidiki havana kana zvavari kuita nokuti mukatarisa kuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira mushe and I think kuti
but in brief, Clopas was saying that both sides are wrong. People have the right to demonstrate, but the police or the authorities have no right to shoot people. That was the earlier caller. But Lillian here, Ms. Mandu, was beginning to tell us that the government has failed and it's time for them to step aside. But then we lost our connection with her.
Yeah, what say Baba Kaule against Ndebele? Baba Kaule was available back to Lumala Pavati. Iban Dalezan PFC Legile, Ubusa. Ngakho ke sokumele lichiye ngoba lokhu ngazani kuyalizimela kakhulu so akuphendula abantu khonapho babagawule ngamafutshane sibili njengoba ngitshilo siqalisa lapho ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abafuna ukungena kuhlelo
abathi i-ZANU PF isihlulekile ukubusa ngabantu ngiphande ukusebenzisa ibala leli ngabantu abagangileyo kakhulu abantu embabona begangile belenjongo zabo zokuganga
ngomoya ukuthi umuntu seshilekile eqalisa indima khona apho ukuthi ahlabule eqalisa umnike ukuthi eshilekile ungamnika ngesikhathi sokuthi ahlabule inyanga noma ezine kumbe ezingalo usumbona ukweshileka kwakhe lokho mina ngithanda ukuthi ngikubeke kwezibhelende injongo zabantu abaphikisayo abalenjongo yokuthi badilize lo hleli lolubalo bonke kuya ngapi isanda isupportage lesi eqangayo esebhekeni engadingwayo noma zwenga
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sitolibambe khonapho so Mr. Gaule is dispelling all those kind of allegations. He's saying, you know, this is sabotage that is going on. So I think we've got a caller. Let's go to a caller before we go right round.
Yes, I want. So I would like to get to Mr. Kaola. Yes, but let's go to
the caller. There's a caller right now.
Muripe reparu nare tanzauti pana Adonis. Dizo.
Hello. Yeah, telephone.
Eh, magadi ni zeyi.
Aya tofara.
Eh, muri kutara muri kuzi.
Ku Abu Dhabi.
Ku Abu Dhabi, aya, kwakadini boy koko.
Aiwa, kukurwa ziwane suwitika kumba.
Soko adi, titaurilewa soa, munofunga?
Aya, ina, I think government is safe. In all that. They really failed, yeah. Bozi, zukutirwa zao, oso, tuna uzogira kumba, but tuwana situation ili wetika. It's very sad, no?
Saka munofuka kuti takatarisa mberi zvoitwa sei kubva pari zvino.
The way forward, I think, is the government, they say, is to step down, I think.
Do you think that is possible?
I don't think it's possible right now, because they still want to load, right? They want to check. Yeah, everyone wants to see this pocket right now.
Right.
That's why they grip the price of fuel, everything, yeah.
Yes. No, thank you so much. Do you still have something to add?
No.
Konyaya dzirikuitika dzidze looting nokushutwa kunoitwa vanhu. Muno zviona sei?
Yeah, but they say route for it, right? Route, what is the route? But for people who pay the FUO, right? And the government is the main cause of this.
Right.
Most people are reacting to the government.
Yes. Okay. Aiwa, Mkwema Adonis, tinotenda chazvo namashoko eyu. Thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to ask
her. Oh, maybe Mr. Translate first before we go there.
Yeah, Adonis is simply saying that the government has failed and they just should step down. I asked if it was, you know, feasible, if it was possible. He admits that it's not really that easy, but that they have failed and they should just step aside.
Yes, so before going to Mr. Kaole, I'm sorry, we have to take a caller. Hello, Baba Sydney. Baba Sydney, kunjan.
Ngikhona ngisithini lwandle lo.
Ye, unjani lwandle?
Ngiyaphila.
Akusitshela, ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Into eyenzakala eZimbabwe lapho ibuhlungu kakhulu ngokubana nina njengami ngikhuluma ngisezweni ngiseSouth Africa. Kusho ukuthi ngifike ngimncane, but okwenzakala manje akulunganga ngoba iZANU government ayifuni ukuvuma ukubana iyehluleka. Ayifuni ukusinikeza amathuba thina njengentsha ukubana siziphathele ilizwe lethu. Baloko bayayela lapho ezihlalweni zethu. Kwenziwa yini ukuthi ilizwe elithule kangaka njengeZimbabwe? Kubonakala abantu bephethe izikhali ezinkulu kangaka ezibotshelwayo phambi komthetho bedubula abantu, amaphoyisa engekho angafuni nakubabamba, alanda abantu abakhala ngokuhlupheka kwabo. Ukuthi igovernment manje sikhuluma manje the president useRussia. He doesn't care into enzakala eZimbabwe right now. So is it the government for people or is the government for ZANU?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke umbuzo esiwuzuleyo sizawufaka lathi phambili ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu ungathina kusasa ba.
Mina ngiyikhuluma ngiyimemba yezapho.
Yebo phela. Siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, sibongile. So that is Mr. Lwandle. He is a member of ZAPU. He's saying what is happening in Zimbabwe is not too good because he feels that the country belongs to the people and not ZANU PF. Right. Or maybe before we go again back to Mr. Kaule, let's go to Mr. Reverend Mtata.
Dr. Mtata, imimi sangano renyu rava nenguva richedza kuti dene vakuru vakuru vezvematokero enyika nemapato anopikisa vagara pasi vataurirana. Munoona here sekuti ukama huripo mataurisano anoita vanhu iko zvino izvi zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvi zvinokwanisika kuitwa here? Kana kuti
Hwambe hapana chinhu chisingagoni kuitika kana pachingova navanhu. Chiripo ndechokuti inofanira kusvika nguva yokuti munhu wose anzwisisa kuti kana muchavaka muchinda mberi vanhu vose vatenderana kugara pasi. Hakuna nyika yakasununguka ikafamba ichinda mberi vanhu vasina kutenderana at some point kuti I think it's high time when we should sit and engage. So I think zvimwe zvose zvichaitiwa whether tinotarisa tikatasa kumasure tichigwa rusununguko gwekusunungura Zimbabwe at some point we had to go to Lancaster House kuti vanhu vagare pasi. 1980s taita dambudziko vanhu vavurawa kumidlands nemachabeleland. 87 kwakagarwa pasi vanhu vakawana nzira yekuti tiende mberi. 2009 zvinhu zvanetsa munyika medu vanhu vakagara pasi tikaita government of national unity. Nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hakuna dambudziko ratinaro senyika harigoni kupedzewa namaelections, harigoni kupedzewa nemhirizhonga. Zuva richasvika rokuti vanhu vose vachaita come to their senses vakati ngatigarei pasi tione kuti tingavaka nyika yedu sei tichienda mberi.
Aiwa, moramba muri parunhare, Dr. Mtata, tinodzoka kwamuri. No, Dr. Mtata is simply saying that regardless of how bad the situation is, there is always a possibility of people sitting down and discussing these issues, just like they did at Lancaster House, like they did during the Unity Accord, and what happened after, following the the federal elections that were held in Zimbabwe in 2008. So he's very hopeful that this can be arranged, and that one day all of us will have to come to our senses and
discuss some of
these things.
Yes, lo usithokozile ecingweni. Sithokozile kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba linjani?
Siyaphila sibonga mbani mama.
Mawo Mkwena.
Mkwena isi ngokwenda lokhu kumbe lokhu uwedwa nje. Uzimele wedwa. Unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana?
Unkosikazi.
Yebo unkosikazi Mkwena. Sitshele ukuthi wena ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Mina yiwo. Akuri ngeke zwe mnangako okwakuthi singani lamandla amakhulu bengivakashashale kwangale Russia yena lo president omemulele kwangale Russia ethiye izaphya ngapha yokumela hlamini indawo yokuhlala kwangale ngapha athele besifaka wethu president yisikarazo sethu
uyathi ngasibili mama kodwa ke kulungiswa njani phela nxa kunje anti yabona ukuthi sokulokudubula sokuduthulwana sokuyini yini akusakhanzi ngani ingxaba ngqoza nje pho kulungiswa njani nxa kunje?
Thina besikhangelele ukuthi kona uzathi ifeli nxa ikhwele ibiloku ikhwela kambijana kancane kancane namhle ngayo kudollar 50 zikeza yeka kudollar 80 after 2 months sisiya ku-$3 zokungcono yokuthiaoke sibe buhlungu kunalokhu asenzele kona uthi imali yangwana sayithatha ngapha sisebenzi zathi
so ake vele lithatha ngaphi ifuel yangkhona ukuthi lithele ezimoteni nxa kunje?
Asinayo kathe sihamba ngenyawo 12 kilometers sisiye town sisazama ukuba ngamavenda sithengisa ngapha lesithi kasolithatha lestafu vele siyasafu sibona ngani mnangagasedini kaniyeza abanye ithuba
kodwa ukuthi angaphonge uba kuqhubela nje ungani abantu babhemisana igwayinje
kumbe ufuna nje semthathile njealokho esakwenza umgabe ikwasekufuni.
Hayi, singazikhonapho singazikhonapho mina ngeke ngakutsho kodwa singazikhonokho nje.
Alapha kwesitori isapoti kwabaphezulu ukuthi basincedise ngoba azayo sizagcina sengokuthi emandleni ethu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Siyakuzwa kakhulu. Anti phela kuyavota phela, anti kuthiwa la voteni izani khonapho. Kuba ugawula utabile sithi la
voteni izani. Ngumaveka lo.
Ma.
Ngumaveka vele kasimvotelanga wazifaka ngenkhana.
Hayi, siyabonga ke inkosikazi Mkwena. Ungathina lokusasa ma. So that is the Tokozile Mkwena. She's saying that she's happy that Mr. Mnangagwa left the country. And she's hopeful that that perhaps the Russian president or any other president of those nations will actually keep him there. She's saying we need our own president, because he's complaining about fuel and all these kind of things.
Yeah, I think it's in line with what I want to ask Mr. Kaole. Mr. Kaole, are you there? Mr. Kaole?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, sir. I wanted to find out from you, with all these things that are happening, do you believe that the people's patience might be thinning away? Do you think that the people have enough patience to continue under these circumstances?
Of course, people have enough patience to continue under these circumstances, depending on the situation on the ground. And what we are expecting all is that we expect things to improve from what they are in the near future. And this is exactly what we are looking at. And remember, the president, in his address to the nation, especially it was New Year Eve or Christmas, somewhere around there, he said the road is still bumpy and you are still going to experience some problems as we continue. But then thereafter, we are going to witness so many good things that are going to be brought about by this new government. But why can't we give this new government enough time to really do something? It would appear as if people really are really not patient, and people have a hidden agenda, especially the opposition. They want to give this new government a chance. Just give them a chance. But and then thereafter, maybe after 6 months down the line, then we can then start evaluating them to say, no, you have failed, blah, 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 blah. This is exactly how I see it.
Yeah. Mr. Kaole, people are saying that we have been told this same story over and over and over again. To be patient, things are going to be working out, and they can actually point out to the fact that prices are going up while they are waiting. So are they not justified in being skeptical about all these promises?
Remember, this is a new government. But for them to be telling, to be saying they've been promised this and over and over, we are not referring to this new government. This is a new government. Mnangagwa is a new president with a new cabinet. Remember, Mthuli, where is Mthuli coming from? It's from Switzerland. He has been hired by this new government to do work for the nation. Why can't you give them time to fix this economy? Mthuli is an expert in that area. Mm. Why Russian things? Why?
Yes.
What's the agenda? What's the agenda?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think our listeners are listening. They might want to ask you a few questions, but your point is quite well taken. Thank you, Mr. Kaole. Don't go away.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's read some messages that we have right now. Who's saying what? Let's see on VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. We've got so many followers there. Owen Joshua Kombami says, call me right now, guys. Then it's a piece of putty. Says hello, Msagazi. Kumbe bamthokazi linjani. Kuzobuya ke othilia njalo lo mabutho uthi unjani dube nyaphila kakhulu. Lo Sydney laye uthi sicela sifanele lo Sydney nibona zansi sikhulume laye. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo na ufisa ukuthi sikhulume laye. So ke singazi ukuthi kume njani unanqoba unanonqaba usebuyile njalo. Sikeza khuluma la ekseni. Lo Pamela Khumalo uthi mfonelani Dube. Singazi ukuthi singabuyela ke kumbe kukhona osecingweni simfoneleyo ikhola asazi ukuthi singabe sile khola yini kumbe asila khola siyadingadinga. So ke just go back to Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. So now Reverend Dr. Mtata, you are suggesting that there should be some form of dialogue between the government, you know, and these protesters. What is the starting point?
Yeah. Yes, I think if I say the government and protesters, I will have, I think, generalized too much, because it's not possible to identify people protesting for a meaningful dialogue. But I think the issues that they are raising are being raised at different levels. And I think those people who take these representative positions, be they labor, be they the opposition, be they the captains of industry, be they leaders of civil society, church leaders, chiefs, and different opinion leaders in society. I think we need right now urgently to bring all these people together, agree on how we want to address the bigger national question, which includes issues that have not been resolved in the, from the past. The pressing questions that make people unsatisfied, and then the urgent economic issues that are affecting people, and then the long-term economic changes that need to be done. So, and I think it is when we have this programmatic engagement on the issues that we are going to have people on the process of change. Because right now, when the government is saying people must stomach the pain, but it is going to come to an end, people must have some kind of a sense of when this pain is going to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, they get frustrated and they feel that they are being taken for a ride. So, but once they are engaged in the process and they are aware of how much they must tie their stomachs,
mm-hmm.
people will then be cooperating and there will be a more positive mood nationally. Right now, we are in a country with a very, very negative mood. Even if the government proposes something that is meaningful for the transformation we need, very, very few people are going to accept and believe it. So I think this is the urgent task that we have as a nation. We
Thank
need
you.
To find each other and find a new path for the future.
Thank you very much.
Mkhona baba nithona njalo.
Sijonde kakhulu unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiyaphila baba.
Yebo ungapi khona manje ke njana?
Ngise South Africa.
Yebo, akutsho mama ukuthi nakho ke phela kwenzakala kwale Zimbabwe esikubonayo. Wena ukubona njani khona?
Hayi, lokhu ngimna ngibona kungela mphumela omuhle.
Mhm.
Ikakhulu masibheka bona abashethe ukuthi abazimiselanga ukuthi bazame ukuyixazulula le ndaba lama-civilians.
Mm-hmm. So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini wena nxa sukhangela khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Kumbe kuyahlala kunje vele?
Ukulungiseka kungalungiseka ma laba abasithetheyo bengathi bazethise banze kithi abantu njengathi esiyithi esibavotelayo banze kithi bazethise bakwazi ukuthi bakhulumisane lathi banze izikhalazo zethu and bazame ukuthi bazisoze because ngoba manje thina siyathiweya sisemazweni okuphephela but bona they are enjoying life ngiyandosenda ukuthi ngedwaye
so-ke wena ubatshela ukuthi kumele kwenziweni sukusela namhlanje siya kusasa laphambilini kumele kuphathwe njani udaba lolo
abalolu nje kumele nje kube le agent like agent meeting baliza abantu ba-address abantu ba-assure abantu ukuthi bazothenta like njengendaba nje ye-fuel eyiyo enze ukuthi kube nalo umbhibisho osukhona so ngabe ngakhuluma labantu ukuthi hhayi kanti okay siyazizikhalazo zenu selinga ukuthi kusinike mebithuba sikwazi ukuthi sizisolve lezi zinto
hhayi ke mama sibonge kakhulu ungathina kusasa Yeah, that is Nano Ngaba, the mother of Ngaba, of Nongaba. So she's saying that, you know, there's always, you know, dialogue somewhere. So the government needs to bring itself down to the level of the people so that there could be some cordial kind of relations between the people and the government. So the government should come out and explain what is going on, especially this fuel issue and the decaying economy.
Right.
So she says perhaps the people can sit down and you know, polish up some other issues,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Which is what I wanted to ask the Reverend Dr. Mtata. Dr. Mtata, you did mention that the government also is to earn the people's trust so that, you know, people to start really believing in whatever promises the government is, you know, is making. What does the government have to do to regain the trust of the people in this sense that we are talking about?
I think first of all, Wande, what we need is we need to agree on the kind of program of change we are all going to take up as a nation. At the moment, we get bits and pieces, and the interventions appear arbitrary and reactionary. What we need is a comprehensive economic vision that everyone recognizes, and there are not too many surprises. And people will want to see some level of moderation when the changes are taking place so that the shocks are manageable. If you increase fuel by 150%, this introduces a shock, especially if this is not matched with increases in salaries. This introduces shocks that people cannot deal with easily. And once you do this when the mood is negative, then you create a very tense environment, and what you only need is a matches to light it, and then everything explodes. So we do not deny that there are people who may want to take advantage of the situation as other people are alleging. But what we are raising is that there is need for us to make the burden a little bit lighter as we are going through a transition. Everyone knew that Zimbabwe was coming from a very bad place, and we were going to need sacrifices as we move along. But the way we need to do it need to be considerate, realizing that people have borne this pain for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Reverend. Doctor. Stay on the line, please. We'll get back to you again.
Mm-hmm. So I think we've got so many people that want to be phoned, called, and most of them are in the VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele pages.
Mm.
So if ever we can call those people, I think we can have a lot of people coming into the program.
Yes.
We've got a caller right now.
Who's we have caller? A caller from Epworth. Muripoere? Mm. Hello?
Hey, Kiripo.
Makadi nizenyu?
Makadi yu.
Tirikuta oranani?
Connie Jackson.
Na Ava Jackson. Eh, tipe wapungwa zenyu panya ya tirikuta orai?
Nisemane ranguga. Anafana wichi njwa urumenda hawa. Nizwana ugaziri. Nisa mtengwe gida efyo. Po chikafu mwashopu mzakuira mnomu. Sinyali ya suto mvuhita kana kawani.
Saka mnuona sukuti. Taurenyu.
Kuzuno ba masho pato suraka vawa pa naura iwa kuno kuepo ituno.
Manzo aku tupa mabona ba naura iwa mi.
Ano ngo page go atura atu iya na zofani bada kuara gumbe.
Oda.
Kwenye puti 303.
Tatanzo amati kunywa naura iwa.
Iya na afa haribu hanu page ya bada kuzia mazao.
Naika.
Kanditori mabasi.
Aiwa, tine urombo chaizvo. Tatende ndina mane mashoko enyu, asi handisi kuziva kuti imimi mangamufunga kuti zvoitwa sei.
Aina ndifunga kuti hurumende yochinja kana zvibira toita kana inclusive government.
Munoona sokuti izvozvo ndo zvingazoita kuti zvite nani? Sei muchidaro?
I think tikabatana ka. None sana tinyatsowana kwana kwenisa nyika mberi because apa pane pari kutonga pachijunda chaiva nyarudere wanhu mukati
aiwa tatenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu tinotenda zvikuru. Yes. He is saying that the government has failed. It's time for them to think of getting into a unity government so that maybe things can be straightened out as people would tend to share advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's his point now.
Yes, of what Tingani Tikoza Kamakreta Masugu is saying, Gibbs, we have a shining example of Kenya. Inclusion of all parties affected is very important. Let the solution be universal to build trust among stakeholders. This is no longer a ZANU-PF or an MTC problem. There's need of utonzandawonye. Cornelius Ntombezi Mahwa says, call me right now. I think he's in Russia, 971. Which country? Country code is that? I'm not quite sure. Lawrence Mtombeni, uti ubavuka ule ukuluma into ngakoyo lapa kumbe eba mpata la yini, utabuyeze kuluma konapo. Then Zink Manado says, ZANU-PF should step down. That's true, before it. Kumele kube njalo. Yes, si chate kumbe skare, kumbe ubavu kaule ngamafichani. So, Mr. Kaule, I think there is the last caller actually gave ZANU-PF a way out of all this situation. And he's saying, you guys should just step down. You failed. So is that a good way for you? Obviously, you're not going to say yes.
I see a woman. I would have another person to be allowed. The worker is sitting now. Alba, in the lady, the panam phone is who then a Kuruma, which I call it. Let us with danger is with the one who won't get on over Alba with the woman Zagala. I want to tell you, King of Bundesway, who would be Utakaka Kono, who would receive the love. But in the yellow, who are going to be moments of full men. When I yes, into the Kanakaku. I do with Almacatel and the winds that allow. Only winds on a bad news, you have a lot of one of the prison delay. The Tapia advantage, Yakonoko, the Kitty, the United Power. You can come in and start with the Nusunati. Anyway, the port of a size local number the party. Who can you be advantage to a certain political party? I think of food.
So what Mr. Kaule is saying is that, you know, ZANU-PF needs to be given some chance, you know, to do what it can. And he says there are people who are saying Tulinuwe must go. Since this is a technocrat and people are just measuring his performance in a short, time. He is capable of doing better things, according to Mr. Kaule. Eh? So I started to call it Kongwen Lapa. Kunjani mfowethu? Since the Utis Loba Nkongweni, Sabona Kunjani Kwanapet Kongwen? Asas Utis Loba Nsingan Sibizo, Kunjani? Nesbet, Kunjani? Nesbet, Kone Kongweni? How? Nesbet, who's called you up? Nesbet? Oh, Konyangizu?
Yebo.
Kunjani Nesbet?
Yebo, Nagus.
Uyasizwe kodwa ngibona zani ucingo lakho luthathela kachana ungapheli izweni lapho.
Okay, this was president of
Oxford. Hayi, kukhanyazana Nesbet, ucingo lakhe luyehlula. Nesbet, we are going to call you back within the next 2 seconds. We'll call you back. 1, 2, I think we are going to call you. So, I think let's get back to Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Maybe I've got a question for him.
Dr. Mtata, kana makatasa zvinhu zvakuitika izvi, zvishuwa tinoona sekuti vanhu vaita sekutsamwa, vanhu vaita sekuomerwa, nezvese zviri kuitika kubva kune zvekudya zvekushaya kwamuzvitoro kukufira kuri kuita mafuta emapeturo nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda zviri kuitika munyika munoona sekuti vanhu vachinomweya wokuvimba here kuti zvinhu zvichanaka izvi nokuti sezvataona tichitanga chirongwa chinoichi kuti kune vamwe vapinda muzvitoro vachitora zvinhu muzvitoro kune vamwe vashuta vanhu zvatinonzwa kuti kwai kwashutiwa vanhu munoona sekuti mweya uyu unogona kudzorwa here ukagadzikana vanhu vakanyatsogara pasi vakatenderana kuti izvi ndo zvofanira kuitwa hamuoni here sekuti pane kutsamwa kwawandisa kwavapo
ai ndofunga wande nyaya yekuti vanhu vakatsamwa haizi nyaya yekufungidzira nokuti nhamo vanhu yavakatarisana nayo yavako kwenguva yakareba saka kugumbuka kwavanhu nokushayiwa patience kana kugona kumirira haizi nyaya yokungoti vanhu vane weakness I think vanhu vasvika pa point yekuti inorema zvikuru but hatidi kuti tipende vanhu vose nebrush rimwe chete havasi vanhu vose vakagumbuka vari kufamba vachiputsa zvinhu nokutora zvinhu muzvitoro kuna vamwe vanoti kana paita vonyaya yakadai vanoda kuzvibetsera vachishandisa nzira yokuba asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tinoshuva kuti tisvike panguva yekuti vanhu vanotanga kuva netariro hurumende vavariro yayo ngaive yekuti pairi kugadzirisa zvinhu irangarire kuti iri kubatsirana navanhu vane mwoyo yakaremegwa zvikuru nenyaya yekuti kwavanobva vazhinji vanenge vakatsutsumwa tisingakangamuwo kuti chiro patakabva pamaelections maelections haangana makakatamwa akasvika kumataredzi mhosva vanhu vakawanda vakagunun'una zvikuru nezvakabuda mumataredzi mhosva iwawo saka kutsutsumwa ikoko hakugoni kungomuka kwakapera kana vanhu vasingavoni kuti tiri kufamba tichienda kupi ndokusaka ndichifunga kuti hurumende ine basa guru zvikuru kwete rokungogadzirisa zvinhu asi rokuti ipodze mweya yavanhu nokuonekwa kuti zvinhu zvainotaura nezvairi kuita zviri kufambirana zvakanaka
Yep. Yes, mm-hmm. You know, the Reverend is saying that it's quite obvious and it's quite clear that people are not happy and mm-hmm. they are upset about the way things are. But he's also saying that not everyone fits this category mm-hmm. Of looting that we heard about earlier on. But, you know, he also admits that the government has a lot of work to do
mm-hmm.
In terms of regaining the trust of the people and actually delivering on some of these promises.
Yes.
So that's Dr. Mtata's point. That is just mad.
Yes, I think Nesbet is back on the line. Nesbet, can you hear us? Nesbet, you are still on point.
Can you hear you?
We are still on. Yes, yaphila. Unjani lapho khona?
Hello.
Unjani lapho khona Nesbet? Siyakuzwa kuhle.
Okay. What I wanted to say is
yes.
When the current president took over from Africa, he was supposed to start fresh, correct the mistake of the previous president. But what he's actually doing, he is continuing from where Mbonga gets. Because we can talk about the whole increase and all other things that are happening today, but the main thing is focus on where these whole things started. Supposed to be this.
I think your line is really bad. Nesbet, the line really is jerky. You know. So we come back to you. So tell the producer to phone the foot. Since I'm going to slow my caller. Ecingweni sikhanyazana asilakhola sibuyeleke kubaba uGawule baba uGawule njengoba uzizwela nje abantu babuhlungu ngokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe wena ube sikhuluma futhi baba uGawule sithi kukhanyazani ke omthola incube kumele banikwe elinye ithuba njalo ukuthi basebenze khonokho abakusebenzayo kodwa abantu bakwenazani omthola incube yibo phela abayenze ukuthi kukhuphulwe intengo yefuel yepetrolo ledizili so ke manje uyanikwa njani ithuba nxa kunje njalo lo mongameli laye kumele anikeleni ithuba ukuthi ayenze afuna ukwenza.
Okuliqiniso elibuhlungu ukuthi kuvele ukuze izinto zilezi zilunge ezawonakala emuva le. Kumele singene phakathi kobunye ubuhlungu. Umgwaqo wakhona uzaba la mabhampa sibile okukathesi, kodwa phambili ngale kuzalunga. Kodwa okukhona ngilalele u-Reverend ekhuluma laphana, ukhuluma ezinye izinto ezinjengilezi lezi engizithande kakhulu ukuthi okunye ezinye izinto lezi kudingeka ukuthi abantu ngesikhathi abanye bakhona bathi khona sebalahlekelwa lithemba. Yebo, kukhona abantu abanjalo, kodwa eqinisweni yonke ihulumende leyi intsha kithi ukuthi inikwe ithuba omthulile abangabatsha rendinyo ministers abatsha sibili abantu ba-new ideas abanendlela ezithile asebesebenzela amazweni amanye athuthukileyo abazama ukuthi balethe ezinto ezingasincedisa kwi-economy yethu. Kodwa engikubonayo yikuthi kulilungelo lakho wonke umuntu ukuthi ame laphana athi ilungelo lami ileli, ikakhulu ekutshengiseleni. Ukutshengisela khona kwani ukuthi abantu badele ukuthi kulilungelo labo, kusisekelo sombuso kukhona. And njalo kunjalo kulilungelo labo, kodwa ayisilo lungelo labo lokuthi bekambe bediliza impahla yabanye abantu. Ukuthi abantu besebethetha abantu bediliza, bahambe begqikeza, behambe bediliza, bethathela abantu impahla, abantu labo bahluphekayo njengabo. Akulunganga ke khonokuthi kukutshengisa ukuthi abantu balele injongo zabo ezingasozokulungisa injongo zokudiliza. Ekuqineni kwelanga sihlukanisa ukwehlukanisa abantu abayibo abadilizayo nabantu abalungisayo.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke Baba Gawule. So he says, you know, the people have no right to go around looting and, you know, destroying property and those other things. Even if that person or those people have got a right to protest, you know. So ngizokuthaka isilo baba ecingweni lapha kuthiwa nguMabhena. Kuthiwa nguTimabhena. Timabhena kunjani?
Pretty
Mabhena kunjani? Mabhena. Sabona kunjani mama?
Yebo.
Yeah. Yeah, iline siyayizwa sibili yakhatha. Asazi ukuthi eSouth Africa lamntu ahamba njani. Kule Zulu khonapho.
Ona belicela nje ukuthi khona uthisha nje lapha nje umbuzo kwaba kawuli.
Ye, khuluma mama.
Ubaba nje ke khona nikezele imithubo. Okay, kunini kubanikezele i-PF ithuba ukuthi bam
ya ucingo lwakho ntombi yami ungani luyahlupha kakhulu, kodwa sizwile umbuzo wakho yokuthi banikezwe ithuba elinganani obaba uGawule eselabaniki amathuba amaningi. Baba Gawule
ubaba uGawule banikeze khona elinithuba. Sobanikeza kanjani ngoba ona lonje banikeza bahlulekile ukuze ukwazi ukuthi abantu bakuthembi angikumele wena aiseuze abantu ma yena
sesiangafuniuthi
uhlulekile.
Sesiwuzwile umbuzo wakho mama, kodwa ngazani ucingo lwakho ngalaluzwakali kuhle. So ke kodwa siwuzwile umbuzo wakho, siyafaka kubaba uGawule. Baba Gawule uyabuza lapho Pretty Mabhena uthi selanikezwe ithuba amathuba amaningi kakhulu, so selifuna wapi futhi amathuba? Mpendule baba.
Ye, ngithanda ukuthi ngiqondise kona kuMabhena, ngikuqondise mtunga ukuthi hhayi amathuba owathiyo ukuthi anikezwe abanye, hhayi ungahlanganisi umgabe ngomunye umuntu, umnakabo naye ngomunye umuntu. Uhulumende okhona lo ukhokhelwa ngomnakabo, umnakabo wamusa njengoprezidenti lohulumende wakhe necabinet yakhe intsha. Ngawo-ke ithuba imnandi yethu abayinikwezo ngabantu eminyakeni naleyo ngo-5 iqale kathesi ngemva kokhetho. Ngawo yikuthibanikelile lelo thuba sibone ukuthi baza kwehlulekela ngani.
Ehe, hhayi siyakuza kakhulu, nilethemba lokuthi ukuzwile sibili. Sibone ke sibona zani silenye ikhola lapha baba wandi. Sibe njani?
Pane message yabva kuna Zanorashe Mangena anoti zvanzi aiwa Mtule haana kuuya kuzeta basa, tinovaziva vanhu vezanu. And Zanorashe Mangena anoti zvakare Dr. Mutata vari kutaura chokwadi, vamwe ava vanotaura zvakuti chidirai jecha andisiri kuti zvinobatsira chunhu ipapo here sezvo vanhu vachiedza kuti dena vagadzirisa zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Nicodemus Matauriro anoti vanotuli havana chavari kuita chinoonekwa. People like BT are heroes in the economy of Zimbabwe. Ndopfungwa dzavo idzodzo. And vangwana kuti kwanzi zani inoda kupuwa chanzi yechinyi ivo vanga vachingova muhurumende kwemakore ose aya. Yeah, ndo mamwe mameseji aripo andiri nawo panapa.
Yes, we've got Nomalanga, Vivian Nomalanga, Pepe is saying, can you call me right now? We'll try to call you. She's saying she's in Israel and listening to us. Maybe we're going to call her. We'll try. So, sibuyeleke kubabake ungambuza, Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata. Maybe we've got a question for him.
Reverend Mtata, kana tofamba takadini panapa nokuti zvinhu kumira kwazvaita sokutaura kwamamuchita vemini kuti munoonawo kuti shuwa vanhu vakaita sokuti vaita sokupererwa vaita sokutsamwa hurumende kuda pamwe ine zvinoibatavo zvinoita kuti vasakwanisa kuita zvinhu nenzira nokukurumidza tofamba takatarisepi.
Sezvadambotaura wande pane maprocesses akati but yekutanga ndeyekuti padova novurongwa hwakajeka zvikuru wemusangano wekutanga wenational consensus building process uri kuuya pamazuva ari kutevera iwawa patinenge tangova nechokwadi chemusangano iwoyo tichagoverana nemi mugova neinformation nokuti tinofunga kuti zvakakosha kuti tisangane taifunga kuti tichagona kusangana pasati paita mhirizhonga yaitika nhasi. Saka ndochekutanga chatiri kufunga kuti chichaitika. Tinofunga kuti kana tichinge tapedza pachabuda nyaya vanhu dzavari kuti isu yatinofunga kuti singwisingwi yenyika toda kuti tifambe zvinhu zvakadai zvakadai zvakadai. But kutaura kwedu isu sevanhu vemakereke dzimwe nguva vamwe vanenge vane dzimwe nzira dzavanofanira kuona nadzo prosesi yokuvaka nyika vanhu vachinda mberi dzimwe nguva inoita siso vamwe vanokwira vamwe vanodzira but ndinofunga tichasvika papoint yeconvergence yokuti munhu wese ava kubatirana pamwe chete tichinanga negwara rimwe chete. Chishuvo chedu ndechekuti vematonge gwenyika vachakooperata nemaissues ari kureiziwawa navamwe vanhu vakawanda ezvikuru nemakereke kuti goenda mberi. Kana zvikakona kuita saizvozvo idzi mhirizhonga hadziperi zvakanaka. Chatinoshuvira ndechekuti vanhu tese tinzwisise hakuna nyika yakaramba ichinda mberi nemhirizhonga kwenguva yakareba ikagara zvakanaka. Hazvikashamadzi kuti nyika ipedzira yaita sana Somalia nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro dzinenge dzisingachigadziriki kana kuti dzinenge dzoda nguva yakarebesa kuti igadzirike. Saka chero munhu ane pfuti dzakakura zvakaita sei, munhu ane masapotazi akawanda sei, kana vanhu vakakona kuwana mukana wokugara pasi muno nyika yenyu inotanga kunyenguka nezhira yamusingagoni kumaneja zvokuti munokashamara nokuona zvinhu zvinomuka mukati menyika yenyu. Kana tikasvika panguva iyoyo tinenge tasvika panguva yakaipa zvikuru.
Aiwa Dr. Mtata, tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu, asi tichakufonerai tigotaura futi pamusoro peimwe nyaya iri musangano menyu. Tinotenda zvikuru chaizvo Reverend Mtata.
Thank you so much. We've got a caller, Noma Vivian Pepe. She's in Israel. Kunjani mama?
Ngiyaphila baba Dube njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Naye ngithi lokho kwenzakala eZimbabwe ngifisa ngabe kuqhubekela phambili. Akuqhubeke impela kuye phambili vele so isikhathi sesiside eZimbabwe udlame luyadingeka ngoba ngibona abanye abantu emini besithi udlame alulunganga abantu abayenza izinto ngokuthula ngepeace. Kukangaki yiphi peace baba Dube edlula ukuzithulela? Kukangaki abantu bethule bengenzi lutho bengakhulumi lutho?
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu mama, isikhathi sesiphelile, ungathina lokusasa.
Okay baba.
Time is up and we have to end it here. We thank our guests this evening, Reverend Dr. Kenneth Mtata, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Council of Churches, and Mr. Philip Kaule, former ZANU-PF Cholocho DCC Chairman and former Cholocho Senator. That is Mr. Philip Kaule. Thank you so much, Zimbabweans, for watching our program. Let's hope we're going to meet again tomorrow. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Janono Kawande. Until we meet again next time, please take care and good night.